Ever wake up feeling like you're just reacting to life instead of actually living it? Like you're stuck in a hamster wheel, going through the motions without any real direction or purpose? Yeah, I've been there. That's why I started this podcast, Strong Starts. Morning stoic rituals for focus to help us all break free from that cycle and build a life of intention and control. And today's episode is all about self-discipline, the secret weapon to achieving those big dreams and becoming the best versions of ourselves. You see, self-discipline isn't about being some rigid robot who follows every rule to the letter. It's not about denying yourself pleasure or forcing yourself into a life of misery. Think of it more like this. Self-discipline is about training your mind, becoming aware of your habits and choices, and then consciously deciding to steer yourself towards what truly matters. It's about saying yes to the things that will build you up and no to the things that hold you back. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock that inner discipline beast. First off, it all starts with awareness. You gotta know your weaknesses before you can conquer them, right? Think about those little habits that sabotage your goals. Maybe it's checking social media first thing in the morning, or reaching for the sugary snack when you're stressed. Once you identify these triggers, you can start to develop strategies to overcome them. Second, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever try running a marathon without training? Not exactly a recipe for success, right? Same goes for life goals. By breaking them down into smaller milestones, you create a sense of accomplishment along the way and keep yourself motivated. Third, find your why. Why is this goal important to you? What's driving you? When you have a strong purpose behind your actions, it becomes easier to stay focused and disciplined even when things get tough. It's like that inner fire that keeps you going. Remember, discipline isn't about willpower alone, it's about passion and purpose. Fourth, celebrate those wins big and small. Don't let the little victories slip by unnoticed. Acknowledge your progress, reward yourself for your hard work, and keep that momentum rolling. It's all about building a positive feedback loop that reinforces your discipline. And finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Life happens, and sometimes things don't go according to plan. But instead of letting those moments derail you, view them as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach if needed, and get back on track. You're not defined by your mistakes, you're defined by how you learn and grow from them. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up next week. You know it's crucial for your career, but the thought of getting all those slides together, practicing your speech, and facing that audience is enough to make you want to hide under the covers. Now, without discipline, you might procrastinate, watch endless runs of the office, or convince yourself you just need one more hour of sleep. But with discipline, you carve out dedicated time each day for preparation. You break down the tasks into manageable chunks, tackle them one by one, and celebrate every milestone along the way. You visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, and you know that even if things don't go perfectly, you've done everything in your power to succeed. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? Remember, self-discipline isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about showing up consistently, making small but meaningful changes, and building momentum over time. Want to take action? Start by identifying one small habit you want to change this week. Write it down, visualize yourself succeeding, and hold yourself accountable. Share your goals with a friend or family member who can support you. And most importantly, remember that every step you take towards self-discipline is a victory. Keep crushing it. And join me tomorrow for another episode of Strong Starts. Morning Stoic Rituals for Focus, where we'll dive into the power of mindfulness for sharpening your focus and staying present in the moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.